Welcome to Words, Words, Words. This is your host, Robert Tinajero. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas. On this episode, I'll be talking a little bit about the terms Christmas and using the term Happy Holidays. And so I want to start with a little etymology on the word Christmas. And so etymology is just kind of like the history of a word. And so Christmas comes from the old English phrase Christus Maese, which is a combination of the words Christ and Mass. And so to kind of split up those terms, so I think we all know that the word Christ refers to Jesus, who Christians believe is the Messiah. And so this term, Christ or Christ without the H, C-R-I-S-T, has been around since as early as the year 830 and perhaps as early as the year 675. We also have the Latin term Christus and the Greek term Christos, which means the anointed. And so the second term in Christmas is the Mass part, right? So Mass is a religious Eucharistic service, comes from the Old English Maese, also from the Latin Messa, which means Eucharistic service. What I found interesting is that this term Mass, and obviously it's connected to the connection of Christ and Mass, which creates the word Christmas, is that the term mass probably comes from the Latin Mass, the ending of the Latin Mass, with the concluding words of the service were ite missa est, which means go, the prayer has been sent. So it's kind of a dismissal of the people, the ending of the service. That phrase led to the kind of use of the one term Mass. So it was actually originally kind of a phrase saying that the Mass or the service was over, and then one of those words, the Missa, was used, the Latin word Missa was then turned into kind of the Old English and then Modern English word Mass for the whole service itself. And so when we combine Christ and Mass, we get Christmas. And so it's been used as kind of this phrase, this one word, Christmas, since the mid-14th century. And then we have some other terms. I did a little bit of research. And so we have terms like Father Christmas, which has been around since about 1435. And it was first came about in a song, in a carol attributed to Richard Smart, who is a rector of Plymetry. And like I said, this goes back to 1435. We have Christmas tree, kind of the way that it's used in the modern sense now goes back to 1835. We have Christmas card, which was started to be used in about 1850. The word Christmas present, used first in about 1769, and then Christmas Eve comes from the Middle English Christen Messe, even, which has been around since the 1200s. And so those are some interesting terms, phrases, information that I did not know a lot about, but I did a little research on that. And so the second thing I want to talk about in today's episode is the difference between saying Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas. And so like a lot of things today, things have gotten political, as you may know, with certain people, mainly conservatives, thinking that there is a war on Christmas, as some of them have labeled it. And part of that war on Christmas, they would say, is instead of saying Merry Christmas, using the more general term Happy Holidays. And so they might point to workers at stores, right? When we're out Christmas shopping or holiday shopping, people saying happy holidays instead of specifically Merry Christmas. And so, right, happy holidays is used kind of in two ways. One, it's used right as a kind of broader phrase to wish people happy holidays, because the holidays can include, you know, Thanksgiving, it can include Christmas, it can include Hanukkah, it can include the New Year. And so I know that sometimes I use it when I'm referring kind of to the whole holiday season, right? A second way that it's used is some people that want to kind of be, use a more general phrase, or what some people might say, like be a little more politically correct and say happy holidays, because you don't know if somebody celebrates Christmas or is Christian, right? They may celebrate other holidays, other religious holidays. And so in order to kind of be respectful of people and not assume that they celebrate Christmas or are Christians, saying happy holidays is kind of the more general term that is used. And so something I want you to think about is, do you tend to say happy holidays more or Merry Christmas? Does it depend on the situation? Does it depend on who you're talking about? Also, does it depend on like the date? And by date, I mean, you know, if for me, for example, if, you know, it's right before Thanksgiving, I'm probably going to say, you know, happy Thanksgiving. Or if it's right after, I might say happy holidays to kind of include the whole season of, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. But then with certain people, I'm going to say, you know, Merry Christmas, especially people I'm more familiar with, like family and friends, people that I know that celebrate Christmas. A lot of times, well, for the longest time, I would never really even think about it, right? If somebody told me Merry Christmas, if they told me Happy Holidays, I really wouldn't think about it much at all. And now I don't care that much about it. I really don't care if somebody says one or the other, but right, when you start realizing people are politicizing it, then, you know, I become a little more aware. Like if I go somewhere and somebody says Merry Christmas or somebody says Happy Holidays, I start thinking about, right, somebody that studies language and communication, I start thinking about, well, are they making a conscious choice about which one they're saying, right? And then sometimes I'll see like a t-shirt or like a car bumper sticker that says, you know, something like, you know, we say Merry Christmas or something like that, or it's don't forget Christ and Christmas, right? Which is interesting, right? Because when you say happy holidays, it doesn't mean that you're forgetting that Christmas is, you know, the celebration of Jesus's birth. But for me, there's nothing wrong, right? We're deciding to say happy holidays to use this more general and inclusive term. Not to politicize things, but that's something you can think about during this holiday season, during this Christmas season. And as this year is wrapping up, I just want to thank all my listeners for supporting the podcast. I will definitely try to put out a lot more episodes in the coming year, but thank you for listening, for the support. Have a great end of the year. Have a Merry Christmas or whatever holiday you celebrate. Happy holidays and have a good one.